maybe just like comb through your old computer files and see if you've written any books you've forgotten about, because there could be some real gems in there.
Welcome to A Book and a Dream with Megan O'Russell, an author's adventure in writing, reading, and being an epic fangirl.
Hello, my name is Megan O'Russell, and welcome to episode 30 of A Book and a Dream. That's right, we have made it to the big 3-0. For all my lovely creative folks out there, whether you are a songwriter, a writer, a playwright, whatever your medium is, I am here with a cautionary tale for you. So please, accept my wisdom. I had a very strange author experience this week that I'm not sure many authors have had. So I spent about the last 9-10 months living only in El Brea, for writing at least. There were other books being released, but I was working on writing El Brea and polishing Anchor and Crown, which I'm so excited to release next month. And so I was living in this very strange, not strange, but not the happiest of places. I mean, I love El Brea, but bad things happen, as they do in all drama, but they happen in like really bad ways there. So when it came time to jump into Bryant Adams, I was super excited. Bryant Adams, The Tale of Bryant Adams, the first book of which is How I Magically Messed Up My Life in 4 Freaking Days, and that title really describes very well what the book is about. It's very tongue-in-cheek. It takes place in Manhattan. He's a boy wizard who is not meant to save the world. There's a magic cell phone. It's just a fun romp through magic. Yeah, some people die, and there are very desperate situations, but there are very few moments where you really need to take Bryant very seriously. He's just there to make you laugh and give you an adventure. And yeah, he's going to tug on your heartstrings a little bit, but it's very much a feel-good, laugh-out-loud, humorous, magical thing. Which was great to jump into after so long in El Brea, where there are so many, like, desperate situations, to just be like, and my cat likes to sleep with her butt on my face, and Bryant, and like, go the complete opposite direction. So I went back because it's been a while since I've worked on Bryant. What had happened was I was with a publisher who had 3 different series under contract, which sounded great. In theory, it was great. But then I got word that they only wanted to publish 1 book per author per year. But they had 3 series of mine under contract. And then instead of like doing a series and finishing it and then moving on to the next series, they wanted to rotate years. So readers would always be waiting 3 years for the next book in the series. This did mark the beginning of the end for that publisher, by the way. I think they didn't realize that readers were not going to go for that. And then it all like crumbled from there. I mean, there are probably other problems too, but I don't know about those things. I'm just an author. I hang out and let them deal with their drama. Anyway, so in order to avoid having book 4 in The Tale of Bryant Adams come out in 2024, I decided I was going to do what was always impossible for me and write a trilogy instead of a 4-book series. I usually set out thinking things are going to be a trilogy. They end up a 4-book series. I don't know. It's just how it goes. And so I started working on this book 3 that was going to combine everything I wanted from book 3 and book 4 and just be like longer than any of the other books, but then at least the readers would have the entire story without having to wait 4 more years. And then I left that publisher and I went indie and I sort of threw what I had worked on in the computer equivalent of a back drawer, to the point that I've gotten a new computer in the meantime. It wasn't even on my new computer. Like, good thing I didn't get rid of my old computer, because that file would have been gone forever. I had never even emailed it to myself. I didn't back it up. That's how much I just didn't want to think about this. So to prepare for starting from scratch for book 3 and before, I went back, I reread Bryant 1, I reread Bryant 2, I reread through all of my notes, I made new notes, there's pages of notes. It's basically a Bryant Adams notebook, which is really fun, actually. And I went to go start on book three, and I was like, okay. Well, I remember, like, working on something for book three, so I should probably, like, see if I can find the file. And I couldn't find it on my computer, and I was like, oh, that's weird. So I went back to my old computer, and I found it, and I opened it, and it's a third of a book. It is 23,000 words long. That is a third of a Bryan Adams book. For those of you who are not authors, this is the equivalent of, like, not finding $5 in your pocket, not finding $20 in your old wintered coat. This is like finding $1,000 that you just didn't know you had. And I guess I was so mad about the publishers collapsing and, like, my publishing career blowing up in smoke that I had just, like, blocked out that I had ever written this. I don't know. It's amazing what the human mind can do. So I decided, like, okay, well, clearly I spent some time on this. I should go back and reread it. And this is where we get to the unique experience part. I don't remember writing it. I did not remember what happened. So I got to read my own work, not knowing what came next. And I don't think that many authors get to do that. And it was very cool to not know when the laugh line was coming, to not see the plot twist that I had written coming, which is really weird and, you know, makes me doubt my sanity like a tiny little bit. But it was such a cool experience, and it was such a fun, Bryant-like way to jump back into the series. And so now I, you know, it's not what I need it to be because I'm no longer cramming two books into one tiny package. I am going to have Bryant 3 and Bryant 4 out by the fall, so it's going to be great. But there was a lot of good material in there that I get to use, and plot twists that I didn't know I had planned. So, all this to say, dear writers who have gotten really mad and thrown something in a back drawer, there is the chance that, like, maybe you threw it in the drawer for a reason, but maybe go check your old material. Maybe just, like, comb through your old computer files and see if you've written any books you've forgotten about, because there could be some real gems in there. So just take like an afternoon, you know, have coffee, have wine, whatever your delight is, and, like, comb through your old papers and see if maybe you forgot you wrote a book. If I'm not the only one who's forgotten they wrote a book, then comment on the video and tell me your experience, because, or the podcast, or find me on social media, or, you know, send someone to come haul me away and lock me up because I've lost my mind. Whatever, it's up to you. But let me know, because I would love to know if this is a unique experience or if it's normal. And if you haven't ever checked out the Bryant Adams series, How I Magically Messed Up My Life in Four Freaking Days is the first book in the series. Currently, it is in Kindle Unlimited, so you can only get the ebook on Amazon. It will be going wide at the end of the summer. Finally, I'm making the leap. Woohoo! All my books will be wide. And book three in the series, if you've already read How I Magically Messed Up My Life in Four Freaking Days and Seven Things Not to Do When Everyone's Trying to Kill You, then the third book, Three Simple Steps to Wizarding Domination, will be out in September. And I am so excited to finish this project that I apparently started. Yep. See you next time.